and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Lord, He's above it all, and in Him we live and we move and we have our being. Yep, how you guys doing out there? In the middle of all that's taking place on this earth at such a time as this, need to take the opportunities that we can to connect, and need to take the opportunities that we have to catch up and to share with each other, encourage each other as much as we can in this journey, because there's a lot of discouragement out there. But you know what? There's also some things to definitely be encouraged about. And you know, we see God moving. We see God engaged in the affairs of humanity. We see His plan and purpose coming in. Sometimes it may not necessarily be the way that you and I would think or would want in our natural thinking. But Jesus, you know, even when he had to, when Peter was trying to stop Jesus from being crucified, you know, Jesus had to tell him, look, get behind me, Satan. You know, you've got in your mind, you're thinking like a man, basically, you know. You're not thinking in line with the plan and purpose of God. And, you know, this is something, too, where there's definitely going to be a lot of our own natural thinking that is, you know, that seems right to us, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right to us, but does not necessarily accomplish the purposes and the plans and the expectations and the design of our Creator, whom we serve, whom we need to line up with, whom we have to allow to flow through us for His purposes. And you know, it's gonna be tough sometimes, because we see certain things going on, and you know, Jesus was familiar with that. Jesus was familiar with that struggle. You know, during His time here on the earth, you know, there's plenty of times where, for Him, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you knew, you know, what made for your peace, but at this time it's taken from you. You know, there's plenty of times where He knew and understood, I mean, how things could be better, and yet they were not. And I mean, this is the Son of God, you know, here, walking among us, living out the Word made flesh, living out His time here on the earth, and, you know, to accomplish God's purposes. So, you know, I mean, the faith of the centurion. He's like, look, I've not found so great a faith, no, not in all of Israel. I mean, here's a guy that just understands how authority works and is willing to flow with God in that line. So, you know, he's the centurion just says, look, you don't even need to come under my roof. Just say the word and it's done. I mean, yeah. You know, and there's people that understand how God works and take Him at His word. But, you know, a lot of times what we end up being around and surrounded by is not that. We end up being surrounded by our own thinking and the thinking of a lot of worldly and carnally minded people trying to do things in their own way, in their own time, in their own desire, to build their own empires, to build their own system, their own credibility, their own clout. I mean, even Jesus with His own disciples, you know, they're all arguing about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. You know, that is human thinking, you know, and human ranking and human placement. And you know, who's going to be the greatest? I mean, they've been around Jesus for years at that point. Who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to be the big shot? Who's going to get to sit at His right and His left? You know, I mean, and these are the 12. These are the ones that He picked from among the thousands that were following Him. And this is the thought process that's there in them at that time. So, you know, there is a lot of coming to an end of ourselves, of coming to an end of our own thinking, our own ideas, our own concepts,
and allowing for the Spirit of God to teach us, to train us, to flow through us. You know, that's not a natural human thing. That is a process that the Spirit of God does when we yield to Him and allow Him to have and to do and to complete His finished work in us. So, you know, now what's some of the other things that are going on around us? Well, one of them is that the world is being exposed in what it is and how it does what it does. I'm pretty behind on movies and all kinds of things like that. I don't know if that's a bad thing at all, but I've watched this movie called Snowpiercer, and it's about a train that survives in this post-apocalyptic world, and basically it's just a train that just continuously goes, and it's a self-contained ecosystem. And on this train are the survivors of, you know, the apocalyptic future and how they all live and survive on this train. And what's interesting is this train is a microcosm of the world. You know, you've got the unwashed masses in the back, and you've got all the way up to the upper echelons and the elite up in the front and everybody in between. And a couple things that were very interesting about this movie for me. One of them was that the people that produced the movie was the Weinstein group, Harvey Weinstein. And this is in 2016, before all this stuff happened with those guys. And but also in the movie, you know, a little ways in, they come to the back of the train, and they take some kids away, you know, and there's this lady that goes, and she's measuring the kids and trying to find a couple 5-year-olds, and you know, these kids get taken away, and you know, the law enforcement that's there, they make sure that, you know, people can't stop this from happening, and the arms, the guns come out and everything else, and they tell everybody, you better stay in your place, and this is how society works. And the people that lose their kids, you know, they're trying to stop this from happening, and you know, they discipline them. They even take off one guy's arm after from him trying to stop his son from being taken away. So it's a horrific scene, you know, where people with force and power use their force and power to be able to steal somebody else's kids. And but then you don't see these kids for most of the rest of the movie, and part of the movie is them trying to get these kids back, and if you want to, this is a bit of a spoiler, but if you guys haven't seen the movie and you want to watch it, go ahead and watch it, but this, jump forward a few minutes in this podcast if you don't want a spoiler. But so, spoiler alert, but then one of the things that ends up happening towards the end is this guy who's the protagonist works his way up to the very front of the train and accomplishes what nobody's ever been able to accomplish in the 18 years they've been surviving and all of that. And he's very tempted by the offer to be the next guy who would be in charge of everything and all of what that could potentially be for him, until somebody who's clairvoyant comes up and is horrified and pushes back this flooring to reveal there's one of these kids that's inside the machine, keeping the machine going. You know, doing a function that is necessary for the train to keep going. And I mean, it's just right there. You know, it's in plain sight. They're telling you even that this whole system is perpetuated by the lives of these innocent kids that are necessary to keep the whole thing going. I mean, they put it right there in the movie. And you know, and in the movie they say, well, you know, parts wear out in this train, and fortunately, you know, these kids can fit the bill, and you know, the back keeps supplying this steady flow of these kids, so we'll be able to keep going in this train. This system will be able to continue on. And you know, my gosh, it's just right there. It's just there in your face. And so many movies, they show and allude to this reality, something that on a spiritual level. So now we jump forward into the actual reality of what's really going on, which is the we've talked about human trafficking and that system being the very taproot of the world and the world system, and what is necessary to power the world and the world system. We've talked about that, you know, even well before this movie was made or this movie came out. But you know, it's in that movie. It's in so many movies. This whole reality, but it's on a spiritual level, and the natural things that happen and the natural things that take place that perpetuate the spiritual reality that's necessary in order to keep the world going. You know, they've got to keep the world going. And you know what's interesting with that movie too was how you've got all these people that they're willing to spend their entire lives trying to, for the ones in the back, trying to work their way up, and you know, to and even one line that they say in early on in the movie is, things will be different when we're in charge. You know, just like, it's, you know, so they're willing to, and but the whole rebellion and all those kind of things are all set up by the powers that be on both sides of the train, front and the back, that they work together to keep, to cull the herds, to have these occasional things that come up in order to, these occasional revolts that come up to in order to make sure that the numbers dwindle. And so you know, it's what's interesting with something like that is you end up seeing time and again they allude to what we all already know, but they put it in film, and you know, they put it out there in plain sight, partly to, you know, partly to discredit when people actually come out with the truth and to say, oh, that's the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, yeah, the reality is quite horrific. I mean, the reality of the Podesta emails, which also were dropped in 2016, where there's no discussion about that, no open conversation, no anybody that tried to cover that as a news agency, were completely shunned, completely shut down, completely depersoned. So, but yet the reality of that kind of thing is out there, where you have high-end elites in the world that are engaged in the... Now, this is according to what was out there in the WikiLeaks and in what was dumped on the internet, but engaged in the trafficking of kids, engaged in pedophilia, engaged in child sex trafficking. Now, why is that? The fact that it's there and nobody wants to talk about it, nobody wants to read it, nobody wants to deal with it. There's an issue there. There's a problem there. There's something that, because even in the movie, you know, people are like, oh, have you seen these kids? Oh, yeah, well, we saw somebody take them from the back through to the front. These other kids, yeah, and they looked sad. But nobody really wanted to talk about that. Nobody stopped that from happening. You know, they had to go take those kids from the front, from the back of the train, all the way up to the front. And everybody knew something was off, and nobody did anything about it. You know, that, and for them to make it all the way up to the front. So everybody was complicit. You know, everybody was, because those kids were necessary for the system to keep going. Those kids were necessary for the train to keep rolling. You know, and so people turned a blind eye. That's the point. People turned a blind eye to what it was that was going on. So people turn a blind eye to the Podesta emails because that's necessary for the world system to continue to perpetuate itself. People turned a blind eye to Epstein. You know, people turned a blind eye to... Now, this is just the stuff that's come into the public eye. But this is these are just tiny little pieces of a massive system that is going on all over the world. All over the world. when God says, what is religion that he finds pure and faultless in the book of James... You know, in fact, let me just grab this Bible since I'm not driving this time, so I can. It's easy to do this. But in James, let's pull this up here. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 37 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So now that's what God and the Father, that's what he says, all right, if you are going to get together in a group, if you're going to have a religion, if you're going to have some sort of group practice, if you're going to put your efforts together for something. Well, to visit the fatherless and the widow, who are they? They're the most vulnerable in society in that time. The fatherless and the widow, those were the ones that they did not have the safety net. They did not have the backup. They did not have the protection. Those were the most vulnerable in society. And it said, if you're going to get together as a group and do anything of any merit, that God would find pure and undefiled. Well, here's what you do. You visit them, and you, in their affliction, you protect them. You look out for them. You do what you can for them. And to keep himself unspotted from the world. So, to visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Okay, so what would the spirit of Antichrist do? If Antichrist does the opposite, well, then what are they going to do? They're going to flip that around, and they're going to go after the fatherless and the widow, and to heap additional affliction on those that are already marginalized. Do you see this now? Do you see where the system of human trafficking comes from? And to keep himself unspotted from the world, oh my gosh, this is the complete opposite. They want to just slather themselves with the world and make a business out of it. In fact, to make it the most profitable business they possibly can. Multi-billions and billions and hundreds of billions, not trillions, depending on who's counting and how they use their metrics. So that's what the world does. Now, why does the world do that? Well, because it's Antichrist. And in the process of it being Antichrist, it goes in the opposite. So now when we pray against human trafficking, when we pray for God's kingdom to come, for God's will to be done. For what we are doing is we are combining our faith and we're asking for God to bring in his rule and his reign into and to deal with that which is completely in opposition to him, to his rule, his plan, his purpose, his kingdom. And in doing that, we've been seeing now for years as we continue to pray, God is moving. We're seeing that. And this is where, too, I would ask all of you guys that do listen in here, and I know it's a small group of people that catch these now, because in a lot of ways our audience has been cut down. We've seen that, in our pages and different things that, places where we've published. But there's whoever needs to hear this gets to hear this. I would just ask that we take this seriously and continue to pray and continue to seek God's face and continue to ask Him to deal with this, to deal with these things that we see, and to deal with this satanic system and to upend it and to end it, because it needs to stop. And in doing that and staying focused, just here's the thing, the enemy wants to distract you and to scatter you. And I've seen how, you know, I've seen how when the people that stayed true to this over the years, and how so many of them have had massive attacks, and some things have been talked about, some things have not been talked about publicly, but there's been huge and massive attacks on people's families, on people's health, on people's resources, on their bodies, on their minds, and you know, and because the enemy is doing everything that he can as well to try to take people off of this, off of this, you know. And this is where you've got to just continue to stay focused and double down on the things of God and the assignment of God, knowing that God is with His people, knowing that this is part and parcel of the reason why we are here, why we bridge between the spiritual and the natural. God works through His people into the reality and the paradigm that we're in. And, you know, God will protect His people. He will watch out for His people. But we've got to pray. We've got to watch out for each other and pray for each other as God would give us the quickening of His Spirit, and cover each other in prayer, because we need to do that. You know, this has been rough, you guys. It's been rough, but God is in this. And, you know, as we continue to pray, He is doing things that, and exposing things and bringing things out that we've never, ever, ever before seen or understood on a mass scale. And there's a lot of people that want the ugly realities to go away, but it's not going to go away. It's going to going to come to its fruition. And it's going to play out, and God is going to do what He's going to do. And we need to pray, because as we pray, it affects positively the outcome. You know, it gives the best chance for the best resolution possible. You know, it is God is merciful, and He responds to the prayers of His people when His people ask for mercy on behalf of those that hurt them. This is part of why God has instructed His people to pray for those that persecute us, for those that despitefully use us, for those that, you know, to love our enemies, and to pray for those that persecute us. Because, you know, too, part of there's God's mercy, He responds to that. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of the hurt that we feel when we want to when we want other people to hurt like we hurt, you know, it's a work of the Holy Spirit that works in somebody where they can, you know, pray for those that are actually the ones that are even hurting them. When Jesus was on the cross and he said, "Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do." I mean, that's powerful, you know. I mean, that's incredible. Because in our natural selves, that's not what would be coming out of our mouth at that time. But as the life of Christ flows through us, we can have a response that is not like what the world is going to do, or not like what the world expects. And many times it's in the way that God flows through us in these circumstances that also leads to other people being set free, other people being released. So, you know, we've got to work here. You know, we've got to work in front of us. All of us do. And, you know, I want to encourage you all to you know, I know sometimes it gets discouraging, but be encouraged in Christ, because God is with His people. And do pray. Do not give up. You know, don't give up. Don't throw. Don't. I know, like, you know, the desire to want to throw in the towel, as it were. You know, that's from the enemy. That's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to give up. Wants you to quit. And because he can't win. But if you persist and if you overcome, what's he going to do? So, the enemy can't win, but so he throws all of the resources of the world against us to try to throw us off track, to try to throw us off course. So, you know, we're doing what God has for us to do, and you know, it's a rough road, but it's stay true to the assignment and stay true to how God quickens you. You know, there's been some of you guys have written in, and God bless you for, you know, some of the questions and some of the things that have come up. We do read the mails that come in, and we appreciate the occasional comments that come up on the podcast too. Yeah, also the one about the sound quality. I hope that the sound quality is a little bit better on this. You know, it's we've been trying some different things, and occasionally things don't come out the way that we think they will, but because we're recording on this recording using this app interface, it can sometimes not come out as well as it should. So bear with us. I mean, I think sometimes we'd still publish even if it's not the best quality, but just to get it out there. But you know, I know that that there's a lot of you guys out there that you're struggling. You've been under attack in a lot of different ways, and you know, loneliness is a big thing for a lot of people. You know, struggling resource-wise, not necessarily having in the way that you would think or expect. And, you know, just, you know, that, yeah, I mean, those are all challenges. And, you know, every single one of God's people go through, different life challenges and different life experiences. You know, I know for myself, I've had my own challenges in that regard as well. But the thing is, you just stay encouraged. You want to allow God to direct you, and He's going to help you in the midst of what goes on, and He's going to He'll supply all of your needs. But you know, just seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God will take care of your needs. So you know, just I know it's not easy, but He is with His people, and He's in control. So you know, I know we need to get deeper into some of these other topics in time to come, but just know we love you guys out there. We're praying for you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and keep praying for us. We'll pray for you as well. God bless you guys. We love you. We'll talk to you sometime soon. Bye. God bless you. Bye.